Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. And the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Peter saying, as we sang in the Alleluia verse, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ today gives us three very important things: true food, the flesh and blood of Jesus; true words, the sayings of Jesus; and true truth in the eternal life that he gives. We need food, we need good words, and we need truth. If you look at your life, think of the good food you have eaten. Perhaps your mother or your grandmother or your dad are very good cooks, like a chef. And at home, you enjoy the food, or at a restaurant, or the food at the church potluck. And think of the meals that you have in anniversaries, on holidays. I bet there's a meal that you remember which was one of the best meals you ever had, and you remember who prepared it and just how the food tasted as you shared food and fellowship. We really value good, solid, delicious food which sustains us, and we honor those who prepare it for us. We also appreciate good words. Maybe a friend or a confidant told you something which was exactly what you needed to hear. How often our parents and teachers have given us good words to live by, and even our own children sometimes speak the words that we need to hear. Pastors preach the word of God. Professors teach in words their students. Your boss and employer uses words to give you instruction. We value good words spoken that help us. Think of that speech you heard that really impacted your life. Think of that novel that you read that really moved you. We need good and true food to sustain our bodies. We need true and good words to sustain our souls. And we need true truth, not relative truth, but true and absolute truth from Jesus. So that's what Jesus gives us today. Now, the context here is that Jesus spoke these words in the synagogue, which is a Jewish worship center in Capernaum. Now, in 1999, I stood on this very spot. They excavated the synagogue, Peter's house, and along the beach is the shore where they were fishermen. And so you can stand at the floor of the synagogue where Jesus spoke, John chapter 6, and about 50 yards away, there's Peter's house, which was turned in the first century into an octagon-shaped church. And then about 50 yards past that is the beach, where Peter and John would have pulled their boats up as they were fishermen. It's at that spot, which you can still visit today in Capernaum, that Jesus spoke these words in John chapter 6. So, no matter what you face this week, you may be disconsolate about something. You may have had a good week. Be that as it may, Christ says, "I want to give you true food, true words, and true truth." So let's begin with true food, the flesh and blood of Jesus. "I am," Jesus said, "the living bread that came down from heaven from the living Father." Christ, the Son of God in eternity, was incarnate in the womb of Mary, living bread who came from heaven to earth. "Eat of this," he says, "and you will live forever and have eternal life. This is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." On the cross, he literally gave his flesh and blood as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. When he bled upon the cross, and he died the death that we deserved, God said, "I accept the atoning sacrifice in the blood of my Son, and it covers all of your sin. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness, and you will be saved. He gave his flesh for the life of the world. Many of you read Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne's journal, and the very journal itself is called For the Life of the World. Jesus says the flesh of the Son of Man which we eat is true food, and his blood which we drink is true drink. Abide in Jesus, and Jesus will abide in you. You will have life, and he says, I will raise you up on the last day. Eat of me, and you will live forever. How can Jesus make such a claim? Because he, as the Son of Man, born of Mary, is also the Son of the living God, true God and true man in one person. And you know, there's three different ways of eating. There's physical eating when you put it in your mouth and eat. There's a spiritual eating by faith when you cling to the word of Christ and receive his body and blood through faith in his name. And there's the sacramental eating in Holy Communion, when with the bread and the wine, Christ gives us his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. This is the true food that feeds you forever. There was probably one time in your life when that true food of God's word and the time that you took Holy Communion was especially meaningful for you. As you kneel here, and some of you are saying silent prayers as you take communion on the Sundays in which we have communion, I know you are pouring your hearts out to Jesus. I know your lives. I'm your pastor. And some of you have had tragic times in your lives, but some of you are rejoicing. But you bring that all to the foot of the cross and come to receive the true food, the flesh and blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins. And of him you and in him you have eternal life. Rejoice. This is the best and truest food of all. But you also need true and good words. These are the sayings of Jesus. Now at first, when many disciples heard this talk about Jesus' flesh and blood, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to this? And Jesus knew their grumbling, and he said, do you take offense at this? What if you see the Son of Man ascending back to the right hand of God to where he was before, and indeed they would see him ascend? You're offended at these words, but when you see that I return back to heaven from where I came, will you be offended by that too? He says, the Spirit gives life. That's the new man in baptism. The flesh is of no avail. The old Adam must be drowned every day. The words Jesus speaks to you are spirit and life. Now Jesus knew not only those who did not believe, he even knew ahead of time that Judas was going to betray him. No one can come to the Father unless it is granted. No one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father. You see, Jesus is your intercessor before the throne of grace. The reason you are justified and declared righteous before God the Father is because Jesus is your intercessor. He pleads before the Father your case. He says, I have died for them. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. So when you say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, he is merciful to you because of his Son, Jesus Christ. Just like many of you come to the communion table and bring both your tears and your joys before Jesus, there are times when you read Jesus' word, whether it's in portals of prayer or in your Bible study, the tears come to your eyes because you realize, this has been wrong in my life, I repent of it, but Lord, forgive me, sustain me, and renew me, so that this week I can live in you as new man in Christ. The power of the Word of God, which is the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, to pierce our hearts, is still active in our lives each and every day, and it's why we read the Psalms and the lessons here, so you can have the true and good words that you need. And lastly, Jesus gives us true truth. Many disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away too?" And Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." This verse that we sang between the epistle and the gospel each week really says it all. If you want true truth, you must come to the words of Jesus. The world offers relative truth. Truth is dependent upon circumstances of what this person thinks or that person thinks. True truth is the word of Christ in Holy Scripture. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom," Solomon said. "The knowledge of the Holy One is insight." And when they said, "You are the Holy One of God," this was a really big deal. To say Jesus was the Holy One of God was to say he was the promised Messiah, he was the Holy Son of God here upon this sinful earth. And they confessed that this humble man who was a carpenter's son was actually the Holy Son of God, which we will confess in the Apostles' Creed in a moment. For your life, what does it mean to have true truth? When I studied at Le Brie Fellowship in Switzerland, when I was at the seminary, where up in the Swiss Alps in a chalet, Francis Schaeffer and the teachers there made the case for Orthodox Christianity, we would sit around the supper table high up in the Swiss Alps, and there'd be a Buddhist here, and a Hindu here, and an atheist here, agnostic here, and the teacher would then make the case at dinner for Orthodox Christianity, and then the conversation would begin. And what he was saying to them is that what Christ proclaims is not truth according to what you think or what I think, but truth defined by God. Thus the phrase, true truth. That is what the Holy Scripture proclaims, that the truth is found only in Christ Jesus, and believing in his name, you have eternal life. Whatever you've experienced this week, remember, Jesus is the living bread that came down from heaven. Stop your bad eating habits. Stop digesting worldly food and drink, which just brings death. You know what I'm talking about. Eat a healthy diet of heavenly food and drink, which brings life. And ignore the false words of this world and cling to the true words of Jesus, which can only be found in the crucified and risen flesh of the blood of Jesus and his word that feeds you and teaches you unto eternal life. And you know, preaching of the word is both law and gospel. That's what sustains us. As Paul said, "The wrath of God is standing against the sons of disobedience in this world. Look at the darkness around us, the unfruitful works, the shameful deeds in secret, those evil things, the foolishness, the debauchery, the drunkenness, the deception by empty words. We're surrounded by a world of unbelief. But the gospel of Christ is that you live in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a child of the light, with the fruit of the light, so you can do that which is good and right and true. You can discern that which is pleasing to the Lord because you know Christ's word. Christ is shining on you. The will of the Spirit, that you would be filled with the Spirit, is what we proclaim week after week here at church. And you know we do in the divine service exactly what Paul said every Sunday. We address one another, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, make melody in our hearts to the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father with all of our heart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We submit to one another out of reverence for Christ as we gather around his holy word. So this week rejoice that in Christ you have true food, you have true drink, you have true truth. You have true words that sustain you now into eternal life. May we value that above all things of this world. In Christ, the everlasting life. And in his name we pray. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.